In front of us are the buildings of the Technical School, which date back to 1928. Head up to the panel and learn about its rich history. Then, facing away from the panel, turn right. Go around the school building so that it is on your left. Turn left again after the building. Passing the school buildings, let's learn more about its wartime history. On September 1, 1939, the new school year did not start. Some teachers were mobilized to the Polish army and fought in the defensive war. A few days after the outbreak of war, retreating units of the Polish army with wounded began to arrive in Radom, and the school was turned into a field hospital. Just a reminder, turn left after you get to the busy street behind the school building. Walk straight the whole time until you reach another panel dedicated to the Stadium of Arms. In 1940, by the decree of German occupation authorities, education at the general and vocational level was restored in the general government. The technical school reopened as a vocational school to educate skilled workers needed by the occupant in construction and industry, including the arms factory. It was the only secondary school for men in the Radom district. It was a three-year school specializing in mechanics, construction, and road construction. Most students returned to classes because attending the school protected them from compulsory work, which was obligatory for all Poles from the age of 16 and from being sent to work in Germany. The students were also given food ration cards like the workers. The school tried to admit as many young people as possible to give them a chance to survive the war. Classes took place from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. In spite of the threats from the Germans, the school's students were involved in the underground activity. Most of them belonged to the grey ranks. These were mainly scouts who had been active in the school's 7th Radom Scouting Troop before the war. Among them was the scout leader and cadet Tadeusz Oliarski, whose alias was Wolny, who was killed in the Warsaw Uprising, and Jan Sonita, alias Oshka, later a legendary commander of a partisan unit of the Peasants' Battalions. After the end of the German occupation, the school was rebuilt as part of a joint effort by students, teachers, and parents. Thanks to their commitment, the school was officially reopened on September 1, 1945. You should be able to see the Stadium of Arms by now. Walk over to the next panel and read the information on it.